of the week.
And we are back with Tech of the Week, and it's just an awesome time, you know, to be alive, to be here on 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is Digital Life, and we're on our segment Tech of the Week, where we showcase indigenous innovations to you. In the past few months, we've had we've showcased a number of inventions on this segment, you know, going from last week. I really had a swear time last week, you know, talking to Bola Rinwa on the bra that detects
breast cancer. And then guys were like, when will she detect, when will she come up with drawers for men, you know, to detect a prostate cancer or prostate diseases?
I was literally not on that segment because it was just like a women conversation.
You know, you might have felt awkward asking about, you know, the brand. I was like, oh, brother, you know. But it was a brilliant time. It was beautiful to hear Bola Rinwa speak to us about her bra innovation. She came up with a bra that can help women detect cancer.
Breast cancer. So today we have someone who has been on the show, who has previously been featured on the show, and he comes back today, you know, because this young man has remained committed at his work. You know, his craft is just amazing, and he's all about solving problems in communities.
Indeed. When we heard him, when you first heard him, he told you about his solar innovation, right? But now he's going to tell us about Emmanuel?
Yes.
Should I go ahead?
Please go ahead.
Please.
Do the honors.
Okay. If you insist. So today he's going to tell us about this innovation he came up with for, again, people with disabilities. Now, he came up with this wheelchair that is foldable.
Yes, foldable wheelchair that is electronic and can move you about, you know. It's just amazing.
You know, you don't have to wheel it yourself.
Yeah, you don't have to depend on somebody.
To help you.
So he's taking that out.
And you don't have to use your hand to try to move the wheels, you know.
It's just amazing.
Brilliant stuff. And again, I was about to say that, but then you took the words right out of my mouth.
Sorry.
Don't be sorry, my dear. That's what we do on the show. Anyway, honesty, can you hear us?
Yes, ma'am, I can.
It is good to have you back. The first time you were here, you came all the way from Port Harcourt. Am I right, Emmanuel?
Yeah,
you came all the way from Port Harcourt to the studio to talk to us. Tell us about your innovation. Tell us about this and what inspired you to do this.
Okay. First of all, let me do a quick introduction of myself, because even that first time I came, I did not really introduce myself. Well, I'm Honesty Godley. I'm an innovative embedded system engineer, or developer rather. What I do is I look at problems in our communities and in our society, and I develop homegrown solutions to them. So it doesn't matter if they are foreign products that solve those problems. I look at the price range and I develop products that if they are put in the market, they can cut that price slash down at least middle of it. So for the wheelchair, I saw someone in my area that normally begs kind of in my junction, and he's always with this manual wheelchair. And I see that whenever it's time to go home, sometimes he will stay there till night because the person that comes to push him back home is not there. So I say, what if there's something that, you know, this guy can easily move himself back home, even with his disability? And then I just came up with that idea to develop a prototype, which I did. And by God's grace, I'm coming up with another prototype that's going to look more like a sellable version. And then by next year, probably, I'll push to the market.
You just mentioned the prototype. This prototype you came up with, right? Does it have all the features that you wanted it to have, or are there things you would like to improve on?
Yeah, there are so many things I would like to improve on, but just slight things. Like in that my prototype, it was just a rush because I had to do it within less than a month to finish it up. But in my next prototype, I'll be addressing so many things like the comfort, the speed, the battery life, and so many other things.
Lagos, bear in mind that Honesty Godwin is 20 years old, you know, and he's doing fantastic work in the space of tech, in the tech space. Look at that, at 20.
he's not letting the ASUS strike get to him. So honestly, a lot of people are demotivated and just staying at home or looking for ways to jackpot. But this brother is actually looking for ways to solve problems. Staying here, he understands. I'm sure you've already had offers, you know, all around you to actually come outside the country to do this.
Tons of offers.
Wow.
But are you considering taking any?
Most of them are advising I finish my undergraduate studies here before I come over to the US, Canada and Mexico.
Mm. Okay.
Wow. So analyze, just take advantage of things around you and solve problems and opportunities reach out to you. You don't actually have to start going through all those hurdles of saying, oh, I want to get my visa done, I want to get an admission and start following it, and people start swinging you left and right trying to get you there.
That's right. You know, honestly, let's talk about the materials that you use to come up with this, to formulate this foldable electric wheelchair. Were they locally sourced?
Okay, again, most of my components, in fact, everything I use, I make sure that they're locally sourced. Hmm. And that is why my work is very hectic on my side, because I can decide to just import these things and couple them and assemble them and give and then come up with a product.
Hmm.
But I press towards using locally made items such that in the long run, will stop our dependency on foreign products.
Hmm.
So if I'm still getting foreign components to give my products, then it's just I'm indirectly getting foreign products. Yeah. So I try my best to use as much local components as possible. And for that wheelchair, I'm happy to say that everything was sourced locally. Everything.
Everything sourced locally. Yeah. That's a very bold move. Very bold move.
Indeed. Honestly, we do not have enough time. It's already 11:58 on the clock. But we know that we're going to have you back because you keep innovating. You keep doing brilliant stuff in the tech space. Quickly, how can Nigerians reach you just in case they want to buy your technology?
Okay. I'm Honesty Godwin across all social media platforms, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, and Twitter. So just search Honesty Godwin. You see me on an ash suit and a black collar.
Fantastic. Lagos, that's all we can have. Emmanuel, do you have another question for him?
No.
Well, we do not have enough time.
But honestly, we hope to have you in Lagos very soon.
Indeed.
We hope that a lot more Nigerians will invest in your brand and actually make sure that these products come out here. Because one thing we've been pushing in Nigeria is indigenous technology. And that is why we have Digital Life. And you're the perfect person, you know, to come on the show. Well done. Well done once again.
That's right. Thank you so much, Honesty. Lagos, we have to go. We've had quite
A lovely time.
Lovely, lovely indeed. I'm Yvonne Okhaifo across all social media platforms. YVONNEOKHAIFOH. Yvonne Okhaifo across all social media platforms. I've been here since 8 o'clock and now it's time to bow out.
Yeah, and I'm Emmanuel Onwuka on Facebook, Ima_Onwuka on Instagram, ONWUKA. You can reach out to me, tell me your suggestions, you know, send messages and tell me what you like to see on the show next time.
Until we come your way again next Sunday, it is bye for now.